Here at Admiral Akbar's Hunting Shop, we have all your hunting needs. If you don't believe me, ask Admiral Akbar.
It's a tent!
No, not yet, Admiral. Are you looking to spend the night in the wilderness?
It's a tent!
Are you looking to follow that 15-point buck?
It's a deer blind!
Is shooting a single bullet just not enough for you?
It's a semi-automatic rifle!
We have lots of options for the modern hunter.
It's deer urine!
Ever want to play the most dangerous game?
It's a tiger pit!
Intrigued by those Duck Dynasty folks?
It's a duck decoy!
We even have bear snares!
It's Admiral Akbar's hunting shop!
You're right, Admiral. Come on down to the shop and get all your finest hunting accessories.
Now if you start to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it. Just eat it.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Good.
Good. What are we doing today?
Eat it.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Good.
Sweet.
Okay.
Goodbye. Wait, no, we got
Thanks
more than
listening.
That.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, we got a little bit more than that, I think.
Oh, okay.
This is a good song.
This is the good song. This is the...
This is the one. This is the one you've been waiting for. This is the good song.
This is the good song.
The only one
we've been through 50
ever done.
Or some episodes.
We've been lying to you.
Finally made it to the good song.
When everyone thinks of Weird Al, this is the song that probably pops into your mind first.
Which is weird because you think Eat It, but you see him dressed as fat.
Maybe that's just you.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. Like it's very weird. And it's really strange to see the two Michael Jackson songs just similarly enough in theme.
Yeah.
One is about eating, the other one is about being fat from eating.
It's a cause and effect.
Yeah, yeah. So it's hard to like separate them in my mind somehow.
Okay.
I did watch this video, and then even Weird Al kind of confuses this with Thriller. Like, his video ends with a Thriller reference,
right.
And you're like, well, that technically isn't the song.
Yeah, but still, it was a good reference at the time, because Thriller was, like, the biggest thing there was. Yeah.
And Beat It is off the Thriller album.
Right,
so it makes sense. But it just, you go to the end, and he does that, and you're like... Well, that doesn't make any sense. I just watched Beat It.
He doesn't do it.
None of the guys do that. That's really weird.
Well, it's still appropriate and it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and I even watched. He did this Japanese show.
Oh, yes.
And he did it. And all the dancers are dancing like Thriller behind them, basically.
Right?
And so you're like, that's not the right song, people.
That video was awesome. I haven't watched that in many years, but I can't remember how it goes, but
he sings the verses, and then the chorus he's actually learned a little bit of Japanese
He's
basically on the show, and they're talking to him, and he's like, I don't know what you're saying. And then they finally point over and he's like, oh, okay, I'll go do this thing now.
Yeah.
And then they have a guy who's like just eating food the whole time.
Yes.
And he's dressed in like that's the thing, he almost looks like Weird Al's character from Fat wearing the outfit from Eat It. Because he's a bigger dude,
bigger guy,
but then he's wearing the red jacket and stuff.
Right.
So it's just if you haven't seen that video, you got to find the Japanese
Eat It
appearance. It's really
it's
funny.
Classic.
Almost as scary as the Japanese album cover.
Yeah,
that's the one where he's like, it looks exactly like the Thriller album cover, but like,
It's
creepy,
crazy.
It's a little weird.
Like that, I like the whole Japanese segment on the complete Weird Al where he, you know, they film him when he goes to Japan. He's staying in the little hotel where he like sleeps in the pod. Like, wow,
yeah,
that's funny. Anyways,
that's fun. So, Eat It, based on Beat It, Michael Jackson, off 3D in 3D.
In 3D.
So the second album. This was the lead single. It came out the same day as the album on February 28th, 1984. The original B-side was That Boy Could Dance.
Oh, yeah.
It was later changed to I Lost on Jeopardy.
Probably a better choice.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Little facts. Somebody on Ask Al asked him, like, this sounds a little different. And he's like, well, technically, Michael Jackson's is in D flat minor, and he made it A minor.
Because it's funnier.
Well, because it's funnier, but also because his vocal range is very different than Michael Jackson's, he says.
I think he said it's a little bit faster as well.
Yeah.
Most of his songs are just a little tick faster just for comedy reasons.
I agree. And we'll get to another song where you're like, the fact that it's so slow is kind of... one of the many problems with that song.
I think I know what
you mean.
But
that's a couple of weeks from now.
A couple weeks, yeah. A
couple weeks.
Okay.
Let's see. This reached number 12 in America.
Right.
Which was the highest charting song for Weird Al until White and Nerdy.
Wow.
Yeah. So this was the winner.
This is it.
It reached number one in Australia, where Beat It only reached number three.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He beat it in Australia.
Whoa. So that's always a fun thing to talk about.
I love Australians.
Certified gold. It was his first Grammy.
Yeah.
Best comedy recording. It also got the video from the American Video Awards for Best Male Performer.
Wow.
I don't know what that is exactly.
American Video Awards.
AVAs. It seems like it's not MTV's Video Awards.
No, it was maybe something that was trying to compete with it, and I guess didn't stick around. I don't know.
Yeah. Jackson definitely, as a lot of people know, and if you don't know, then that's why you're listening to it. I get. So we'll tell you.
What?
Jackson totally approved of this.
Yeah.
Weird Al reached out through, this is one of the ones where he actually reached out through like a manager, and the manager called the manager, and they actually kind of agreed to it, and Jackson was totally down for it. I think when we look back at Jackson's life and you see how he kind of has this like repressed childhood kind of thing, or arrested development kind of thing. You could totally be like, of course Michael Jackson thought it was awesome.
Heck yeah. Cause
he was like, yeah, that's funny. I like it. Like, you know,
yeah, I don't want to eat that stuff, you know?
Yeah. So I appreciate that aspect of Michael Jackson's life because without Michael Jackson, Weird Al isn't Weird Al.
Yeah. Who knows if he would even be around at all, if not for this song.
Exactly.
Probably not.
Probably not. This is the one that makes him not a one-hit wonder sort of novelty act.
Right, exactly.
So, real big.
I think they documented that meeting, actually, on The Complete Al. He actually filmed it. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you should
oh,
see
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he meets Bubbles, and yeah, he goes into his little secret chamber. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how it happened.
Exactly.
If you haven't seen The Complete Al, definitely do it. It is now available on DVD, and I'm so glad I got it.
I just saw an episode, and I have to finish it because I got distracted, but then I was like, no, I got to finish all this work.
Yeah.
Of Driven about Weird Al.
Really?
It's like an old like MTV show or something.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's about chauffeurs and the people that they carry.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yes.
Exactly. Like, it had a special Driving Miss Daisy. It was sponsored by Driving Miss Daisy, actually.
Sounds fascinating.
It was. No, there's a Weird Al thing. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I only watched the first half hour of it, but it was all the stuff that from his childhood. Like his parents were across the street with like binoculars watching him play on the playground.
Creepy.
And
yeah.
All these things. And then he got his first
accordion.
And he got a, you know, the record contract when he was still in high school.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy.
I know I saw that when it first came out, but I would like to see that again, yeah.
They even, later in the episode, they actually put Eat It up against Beat It, like side-by-side videos.
Oh, yeah?
And you can see how similar the dance moves are and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's pretty impressive, actually.
They did pretty well, yeah.
Which brings us back to Eat It again.
Yes, let's.
What do you think? Like, I think this is a great song.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, the only problem with this song is the fact that Fat gets confused in my mind with this song.
Well, that's your problem.
I know that's totally my problem, but it's almost like they're not quite distinct enough songs because they both happen to be the same person too.
Did you hear them both around the same time?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the only thing. It's like, it's like, oh, it's not like if you did two different Michael Jacksons, but they were like very, very different, but they're just, I mean, but how different does one band actually, I mean, Michael Jackson probably has the most more range than like, you know, if he tried to do like two Nirvana songs, you know,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parodyable, Michael Jackson songs, of course, but you know, he was big into the food thing and this and, you know, Fat both kind of, you know, or Bad both led themselves to songs that happen to be about food and or results of food.
Well, so, and that's the thing is there's lots of lists of food in both songs. And
yeah.
So you kind of like,
I guess. Yeah. But I don't think that's a problem. I mean,
yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong.
No.
I would confuse Beat It and Bad too. So, so it's not like it's Weird Al's fault.
They both have kind of like a gang fight thing going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like this weird,
in
like
the garage.
Yeah, see, the videos are,
they are very similar.
And
you're right. You're right.
It's weird. Like, but only in retrospect. Like at the time, of course, it makes a lot of sense. And then following it up, of course, followed up that video was so much better.
Yeah.
But like looking back at it, you're like, wait, this feels like part of this feels like the same song.
It's like a sequel,
third.
Really. Yeah, exactly. I think both of them are like sequels. Was. Bad is a sequel to Beat It, and, you know, Fast the sequel to Eat It.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's why he did it.
Okay.
Weird Al, you know, knows things. John, let us know. John Bermuda Schwartz, call us up. Let us know if we're correct on this, because you're going to call us. We will wear you down, Mr. Schwartz.
And when he calls, he should let us know if he still has the alien mask he wore in the video.
That was him with the alien?
That was him in the window.
In the window?
Yeah.
Oh, that was like supposed to be a reference to like what they not they live. I can't think of the movie now.
With them?
With Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Was it They Live?
Is it just they?
No.
They Live. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't think. But I don't know. I always thought it was a reference to that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, maybe I just watched another episode of X-Files a couple days ago, so yeah. It feels very X-Files-y.
Okay, well, I'm sure it was referencing that, after. Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I think They Live might actually be after this, too. Eh, whatever. It's just a creepy, weird alien mask in the window for no apparent reason.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Of course. Like you do, you know?
Yeah.
Fun song. I mean, like, it's like happy, you know what I mean? Where it's like, it's a great song, and then you put fun lyrics on it,
yeah,
and it just makes it that much better.
It was a perfect song for Weird Al, and it should have launched him into the stratosphere, and it did. And this is just, if anyone has kids, which, you know, obviously I do, and, you know, you've said half of this song to your kids. I mean, you know, and when you were a kid, you heard all this, you know, from your parents. So it's like one of those songs that, like, parents can relate to and kids can relate to as well. It's fantastic. It's such a great concept. So well done.
And I don't think you necessarily get the concept until you actually listen to it carefully.
Okay.
Like the parental aspect of it. Because you're seeing eat it. You don't know what the context is. Yeah. But then when you actually listen to it carefully,
right,
you're like, oh, it's just parents going, hey, you got to finish this before you leave the table.
Exactly.
The table.
It's dinner time is all this song is. Everything you've heard at the dinner table. I'm sure you heard it because you're a picky eater.
Yep.
You heard this entire song your whole life, you know?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, my parents got smart enough to be like, okay, well, we only have a couple of things. Here are the vegetables he likes. Let's give him the
You wore your parents down. You
yes,
won.
Yes, I did.
You won.
I did.
My kids keep trying, but they haven't won yet.
Okay, so let's see. The song itself, originally Van Halen did the guitar parts in the original song.
The entire band.
No,
just Eddie.
Just
Eddie Van Halen.
Just Eddie. And he did it for free.
What?
Yeah.
He said
he was just like, okay, I'll donate it. Like, he'll be like, sure, it'll be fun.
What, it wasn't good enough?
I don't know. He just said he did it for free. And
like, nah, we don't need Eddie Van Halen. He sucks. Where's Derringer? Let's get him to do it.
Well, no, Derringer did it for Weird Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, covers it. So,
right.
So that just...
Oh, like, you're saying Van Halen did it for Michael
Van
Jackson.
Van Halen did it for Michael Jackson,
oh, I thought
yes.
you were saying he did it for Weird Al.
No.
I was like, what?
No,
I didn't know that. I knew Derringer did it. Okay.
Van Halen,
we're on the same page
did
now.
It for free for Michael Jackson.
Gotcha. I forgot that he was the one who did it for Michael Jackson.
Yeah, because
oh, okay.
When Michael Jackson was coming up with new songs, Quincy Jones was like, you got to be a little bit more... We try to get a little bit more rock and rolly.
Okay.
And he even says, we need a song like My Sharona.
Eh?
And so it was just funny to me that he specifically mentions another Weird Al covered song.
Right.
So of course this song's going to be covered. Like, in my mind, as soon as you say we need a song like My Sharona, then you're like, of course Weird Al's going to cover it.
Exactly.
Like it was predestined almost.
Yes, it's like putting a sandwich under a box with a string. Like, I got a trap for Weird Al. He's going to fall for this
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
He's coming. He'll parody this one. He won't be able to resist.
That needs to be an episode of something. Where somebody's just like
trying to
that,
trap Weird Al.
Trapping Weird Al. He's like, what about this song?
A little CD underneath the box, yeah.
You just play, like, every time he walks by a store, the same song keeps playing. and he just is like, I just can't do anything with that. So then the next day, it's a different song. And this guy keeps just writing songs to try to get
the
Weird Al
trap.
Specifically to parody them. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Tony Papa.
Uh-huh.
Who was Weird Al's recording artist from 1983 for a while, is the guy who did the belches in the song.
Really?
As well as some sound effects for Albuquerque.
I see. Yeah.
Mike Keith plays the hand noises.
He's the hand noise guy, right?
Yeah. The musical Mike Keith.
Yep.
Keith from Dr. Demento. And he's like...
Yeah, you get to see him in the I Love Rocky Road video.
Yeah. Dr. Demento, in fact, is in the frame that falls down behind
Weird
Al
the bed,
in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And according to Ask Al, he even Weird Al even said that Dr. Demento was getting married or something the day they shot that
scene. So he couldn't be in?
Which doesn't make any sense because you're like, wait, was Weird Al not at Dr. Demento's wedding?
You would think he would have to be.
I know.
I guess he had a good excuse not to.
This is one of those things, wow. This deep dive that somebody needs to go and be like, hey, I want to find a picture. If Weird Al went to Dr. Demento's wedding, we need to find a picture of that somewhere.
Right?
I mean.
I guess he missed it.
Oh. That would be a bummer. That would be such a bummer because they were so good friends. I mean, like.
Right?
Oh.
Oh, well.
I can't come to your wedding, the guy who made me.
Right.
Because I'm too
busy. He was probably at the bachelor
being
party.
Being made another time. Yeah. Because Weird Al loves bachelor parties.
I'm sure he does. Dr. Demento's bachelor party would be great.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Come on.
Video games.
Yeah, right?
It'd be awesome.
Wouldn't be like, you know. The Hangover.
No, not at all. That'd be funny.
More like Pee-wee's Playhouse, probably.
Yeah. This is a pretty straightforward video.
Yep.
In terms of like...
Well, yeah, I guess it's the closest parody I think he's ever done to the original video. Like, this is almost scene for scene, shot for shot. This was...
Fat isn't?
Fat is also, but I think this is closer. Well, no, I don't know now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, both of them are like... Like, we're dead on, like, we are going to parody this entire video.
Yeah. We found basically the same store.
Yeah.
And the same.
They use the same sets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. And this, I don't know if that's straightforward. I mean, it depends on how you mean that. But yeah, I mean, this is the idea is straightforward.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the most obvious parody of the video. Like
yeah.
Some of the other ones, like Gump or something, where you're like, okay, yeah. Well, we're randomly inserting, like. Yeah. You know, video from the movie and parodying it later or
this is more straightforward. Like we're just going to do exactly what they did and make it funny.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. Amazingly well done.
Yeah. A good portion of the cast was also the same too.
I always thought that either the same people or they found some amazing body doubles.
Yeah. At least the guy who choreographed it, who had also choreographed other things, including he helped with Thriller and he also choreographed some Madonna stuff.
Yeah.
Vincent Patterson. Uh-huh. And he's the non-mustached gang boss.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so he was in both videos.
Okay, yeah. I really thought that's amazing casting. That looks just like the other guy. Yeah, so it was the other guy. All right, cool.
The only thing that wasn't probably the same is I believe the original Beat It video was supposed to actually have some Bloods and Crips in the background.
Oh, yeah?
Like he actually went and got actual gang members to be on. Like,
put a pillowcase over their head and just dragged them to the
set? Yeah, because they
Michael
love
Jackson
that,
just dude. Jumped them and was like, I got some. Or he probably asked him.
That's probably a better way.
Yeah.
But and that's another one of those weird things is once again you're finding that in the same way that certain people like Coolio and originally sort of Lady Gaga seem to have a problem because the song Weird Al parodies is such a meaningful deep song.
Yeah,
this one was like supposed to be about like gang violence.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple others in the next couple of episodes that are also like serious songs.
Yeah.
And so you're like, wow, it's enough that you're suddenly like, what is the correlation between a successful song that is so successful that Weird Al wants to parody it, and the fact that like a good portion of those songs actually have like a little bit of a message to them.
Yeah.
That's like a serious message.
I think it depends on who the artist is and their own, you know, sense of ego and sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, no.
Like, yeah.
No, not about the permission so much as just like it's
whether
weird
he should do it.
That he's been able to do these and you're like, that's interesting. That's interesting. So
I don't know. I think the deeper the real song is, the juxtaposition of the humor makes it could be better or more like enticing to him.
Yeah.
Like, man, this is a deep song. Let's see if I can make it really funny.
Yeah.
You know, I think that might be more of a challenge and more fun for him.
No, that's a possibility. It just, it definitely brings up this weirdness. Like this is sort of weird, like,
right.
Oh, okay.
Like, Lose Yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a deep song.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So anyways, we'll get to that eventually.
So the video, I mean, like, it's awesome. Like, the one guy, and here's another thing. There's a fat guy who gets stuck in a manhole cover, and you're just like, that feels like Fat. Like, is that where he got the eye? Like, you almost see this direct, like,
is that guy in the
lineage.
Fat video?
I don't know.
He should be.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. and stuff. Like there's some
so many sight gags,
some weird sight gags too.
They're fantastic. If you look at the original video first or side by side, like the things that he does, like he takes his little scene and makes it funnier. Like I like waiting for the bus and everything.
Waiting for the bus in shorts. Yeah, and then the other guys are like zipping up their pants as they were on the corner for some reason.
Why not? I don't know.
And those are like the actual dancers who probably were in the Michael Jackson video. So like, I hope they're having fun. Yeah. I hope they're like, oh, this will be funny. Let's do this.
The wheel the dancer in a little dolly. Just like he really just kind of like glides in. You know, it's just.
Well, he's on a like a part like an actual machine. Like a construction vehicle thing.
I just love all the little things he did. Everything every little scene is like, what can we make funny about this? You know, and it's just. I don't know.
Especially because the original video is so strange.
Yeah, it is very strange.
I mean, it's the most West Side Story-ish gangs you've ever seen. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's a gang, but okay.
Hey, you know.
And then Michael Jackson, like, on his bed, just like randomly, like.
Thinking about, he's like, maybe it's the next day, and he's just thinking about, man, I could have gotten stabbed by these guys. You know, he's on his head like, man, what was I doing? Why was I in that pool hall with those people? Like, I was crazy. I'm a billionaire. I shouldn't be there.
It feels like he's trying to be like a 14-year-old boy or something. Yeah, you know, well, he's just like,
pretty much. Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very odd. Strange. I don't know what they're going for with those cut scenes, but, you know, I like Weird Al's indigestion take on that. So,
Yeah. And then, then they have a fight, you know what I mean? And in the real one, they're like bandaged up.
The rubber chicken.
A rubber chicken. So,
brilliant.
If you were in a rubber chicken fight, okay, who do you think would win? The guy with the spoon or the guy with the fork? I mean, it's got to be fork, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like.
But would you really want to be spooned by that guy?
No. Maybe. That's a whole different kind of fight. Yeah. that mustache. Really, or is that the other guy?
I can't remember who had the spoon.
I don't know who had the mustache.
I don't remember anymore who had the spoon.
But I can't believe, I hope they have a sense of humor because they must have.
Of course.
Like, they're literally parodying themselves.
Yes.
And in the case of Vincent, he's the guy who choreographed the whole thing. And Weird Al's just making fun of it.
Yeah. He must know how ridiculous some of it looks.
I hope so.
I'm sure it was purposely West Side Story influenced.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big, obvious influence in the whole.
Well, Vincent has also done stuff on Broadway and stuff like that stuff, too. Yeah. So. That's cool video, great. Lots of fun.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I don't know. For me, there could be a couple more jokes. Like, a couple of them are
really?
A little weird.
I think it's jam-packed. I don't think he could have gotten much more in this video. With keeping it as close to the original as he did,
okay.
I don't think you could have done too much more without departing from the vision of, like, let's do this scene for scene.
Okay.
Because you get one little gag per scene. And any more had been, like, too much, and it wouldn't have worked. I think it's jam-packed with gags and jokes, and it's funny, and everything works so well. I don't think this video could have been any better.
Well, and that being said, Weird Al does a great, like, rendition of Michael Jackson.
Yes!
And it does it so perfectly. And it's interesting because then he falls down, but he's doing it perfectly until he falls down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not
funny.
Like...
funny. Like, you know, I got this. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm still white and nerdy.
Yep, yeah. Very white and nerdy. So
anything else?
Great.
Yeah.
There is an alternate version of this song.
There what?
Mm-hmm.
Of the song or the video?
The song.
By who?
Weird Al.
No.
Yes.
Where?
When Weird Al first changed his look, for some reason on MTV they had a fake commercial for Weird Al Unplugged.
Yes, and
plays this song as if it's Layla.
Yes, I remember that now. Yes.
He went on to actually do a full version of that song that we'll play right now. Some of listening to it right now, and it's from the Live at Studio 360, which is a radio show, I think, and he actually does the full cover of that song.
Amazing.
And you can get that on YouTube, and we'll put a link up.
But, heck yeah, I gotta see that. I remember the clip, now that you mention it, like, I saw that,
yeah. I mean, it's just an audio clip, but it's just, Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. It's so awesome. And that made me, for a fraction of a second, go, wait, did he do Unplugged? And like started searching for it. And because they mention it in the live from Studio 60, but not that like it was a fake Unplugged.
Right.
And so I started Googling it. I'm like, where is this? And it's just like, oh, here's the 30-second fake commercial for it.
I think he did more than one song in that commercial. Didn't he?
No, not really.
Was it just Eat It?
It was mostly Eat It.
I think he did. Yeah, but I think he touched on a couple other things.
Yeah, but not enough to like. Yeah. If he did, it wasn't enough to like be.
I probably haven't seen it since it came out live. I remember seeing it when it first came out, and probably not since. So it's vague. Yeah.
It's only a 30-second commercial, so it's not even like the whole song. It's just like clips of it. But and it totally sends up Unplugged. It's totally like
perfect.
Them with the instruments and like candles and in the surround audience kind of. And
I totally see
and he
that
totally
now.
Looks like Kurt Cobain-y kind of. Not blonde, but like just sort of this.
When he had the short hair,
exactly.
That whole gag about him changing his look completely. He had the short hair, exactly.
That's
mustache.
How it started, and luckily, that's kind of, I think, what we're getting in this next tour,
I'm
so excited for it.
I hope
so,
he actually does that. That would be amazing. Would be
so, I honestly think that this cover is is a chance. There's a chance that this version of the cover gets snuck into those CDs.
I think it might.
Because
it's kind of dumb not to.
It's a big enough cover that it's the perfect song.
Yes.
Because it's not what you normally do. It's not his normal version of the song, but it's still a reference to one of his biggest songs ever. Yeah. And so you don't totally go down that like deep dive hole for the entire show. You have any show where Weird Al plays Eat It is not only for nerds. You know what I mean? Like,
I think,
well, I mean, technically it's only for nerds, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like not Weird Al nerds.
I think there's a very, very, very good chance at least one city's going to hear that.
Oh, definitely one city.
I mean, he will do it this tour. I would almost guarantee he will do that.
I will be shocked if we don't hear it twice.
Yeah. But that version, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
I think he will as well.
Yeah. So I think that will be a standard. We'll have to see. Awesome. February 28th will be the first.
Well, we won't see it then.
No, but we'll get.
Yeah, we have to wait till April.
So if you're watching it, you know, like we said, if you go to any of these concerts, make sure you call us up at 302-72-WEIRD and tell us how the concert was, what the playlist was, and any stories that he had. Because I want to document it so bad. I hope he's videotaped. I want him to do what Bare Naked Ladies did, and I so would do this.
Mm. Yes.
Bare Naked Ladies at one point was recording every single concert because they do some like ad libs and stuff. And then afterwards, you could buy the concert that you went to. Well, you could buy anybody's concert, but yeah.
Of course.
I would, as long as they weren't
too expensive.
Really expensive, I would almost buy every single one. So at least I had the story of every single song.
Yes, but he should do that, but probably not until the tour's done. Kind of like afterwards when it's all over.
No, that's interesting. No, like he could make a compilation. I can see that.
Well,
but at Bare Naked Ladies, totally, it was
right
like
away?
A couple of days, like a week later, you could totally buy it.
Like maybe download it or something.
Yeah, downloads and stuff. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, because with digital content, you don't need to worry about CDs and stuff, and you just put it all out. But I even think Bare Naked Ladies put out a couple of CDs from a couple of different shows, and they were actually you could actually have them.
That'd be great. I hope he does that.
So that would be so awesome. I would love that just for the historical value of it all. So,
well, that'd be great.
Yeah, Eat It was also. I mean, obviously, he talks about how. He signed an actual contract. There's a signed contract with him and Michael Jackson's name saying that they're the co-writers of Eat It.
Yeah.
It was also when the royalty sharing started. They actually started working out a deal for royalty sharing. Uh-huh. So that way both the original artist and Weird Al could make the money off of it.
Right.
And that's something that he's then continued the rest of his career. Yeah. And so this is a very momentous song for him.
Right.
So
I wonder if it's 50-50. I would think probably not.
No, probably not.
No, but
I mean, and the question is whether or not what it actually is. And it was weird because on the Sway interview that I was talking about, I listened to a Sway interview and
I think you told me off mic.
He was on a Sway interview and he was talking about this whole thing that I was just talking about, how there's a contract and they're like, wow, way to get the big bucks. And I'm like, no, literally what he's saying is that every song he does, he makes not as much as anybody else would on that song.
Because he's generous.
Because
like
he's
that.
giving it away. And so you're like, so how So he's not making a lot of money. I mean, like,
he's doing all right.
Over
yeah.
the years,
he's making
made a lot
less
of
than
money.
He would if but he had written them all.
Exactly. Yeah.
So. But there, he has, you know, he still gets more money, like, off his originals and whatnot. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it all evens out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's great. I just... It's not the cash cow that everybody's like, oh my gosh. You're like, because he's not making royalties off of the original song. Like,
no,
you know, like,
that's true.
I think they literally thought he like was then getting money from Michael Jackson.
Oh,
and it was just like, no.
He's that's not how
the
that works.
Exact opposite of that.
Exactly.
So,
all right. Now what?
Favorite lyrics?
Yeah. There's so many good ones.
I'll go with mine.
Do it.
I just because it amuses me every time I hear it.
Okay.
Have a banana, have a whole bunch.
That's great.
I don't care what, you know, it's something
it
lunch.
It doesn't matter what you have.
Yeah, for breakfast or lunch. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know, just the phrase, have a whole bunch.
That's a good pun. Just, I like it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I always like, your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food. This ain't some kind of game. Now, if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it. Because that's something my parents would say to me.
Oh, totally.
Like, totally. They'd be like, if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. But that's what's for dinner.
There's starving people
in Africa. Yeah. If you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. My parents almost verbatim would say that to me.
Yeah.
First time I heard this song, I'm like, that's mom and dad.
I honestly was one of those kids who would be like, okay, give me an address. I will email them my Brussels sprouts.
You would email you?
I mean, not email, but like, you know, I'll pack it. I'll send FedEx.
Wow.
It's not even FedEx probably at that point. But I'll send.
Mule train.
I will send a package of my Brussels sprouts
to Abu Dhabi.
Brussels or something like that.
Ah, Brussels. I get it.
Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Very cool.
Ratings?
Yes, please.
Okay. 1 to 5 Twinkies.
Sure.
You mentioned Twinkies in the song, right?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe.
No tater tots, though, I don't think.
That's weird.
I know. Must have been off his game.
Like, I don't know. 1 to 5 bunches of bananas.
Bunches of.
I'm going to give this one. It's a great song, great video. It launched his career. Honestly, not one of my very, very favorites, though, because I think there's others that just make me laugh more than I like more.
Yeah.
There's nothing against the quality of this song or the importance of it, but I'm going to go a little bit low. I'm going to give this a 4.
Ooh, I'm giving it a 4.5. Because honestly, listening to it again and just being like, yeah. And separating it from Fat. Like, Fat ends up having...
That's
just
you.
Fat ends up having this weird, like, post... You know, like it's a weirder song when you listen to it 30 years later because it's kind of feels body shaming.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about it. And I don't think it actually is.
No.
But it has this, whereas Eat It has no, there are no negative connotations of like the things he says in this song.
True.
And so it still plays 100%.
So Fat shouldn't enter this your mind at all in this.
Well, no, it does. Okay. You can't separate the two.
Okay.
Especially because,
okay, sure.
The E is one letter away from F, and then there's an A, and then there's a T. Like,
I never got that.
No, but
don't.
No, it's not that crazy. But like, the two songs are very similar.
They are.
Like, if you gave me a lyric without singing it, it would be very hard for me to go, oh, really? I know exactly which of the two songs it's from.
Sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
Maybe we'll play that game someday.
Someday
we'll just play. I'll say, is it Fat or Eat It? And then I'll say a lyric.
I think I will nail
and you probably
game.
Would know because you would. Know them by heart.
But. Yes, I pretty much do. Both of these songs.
You and Corey Hart.
I don't know Corey Hart by heart.
Okay. Also, late breaking news.
Yes.
For Eat It, Shonen Knife.
Yeah.
Actually covers Eat It, not Beat It, but
Eat It.
On the Dr. Demento Covered in Punk CD. So I just thought that was a fun thing.
It was very fun. It
Shonen
reminded
Knife
me of, yeah.
is a band that I learned about when I started working at SAC.
Uh-huh.
It's 80s. It's looking down on creation, I think is the song they sing.
Okay.
Or like they do a cover of it.
Yeah.
And so it's so fun to see them covering the Weird Al version of a parody. Like how do you...
Are they Japanese?
I don't know.
They sounded,
I don't know stuff like that.
Because this song sounded like a combination of Eat It and the version that they played in Japan of Eat
It.
Maybe
that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. Like, that's awesome. It's like they're almost covering two songs at once.
I also have to say, there's a cover of Manamana, I believe, by the Kipper Kids.
Whoa, yeah, whoa, 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 whoa.
So, wow. Yeah, just a quick little note so for that.
Demented fan. Demento fans.
And on with the rest of our episode. That's the end of this episode.
I think so. I think we covered a lot. This is a long episode.
It's long. Not as long as that other episode, though.
The Amish Paradise?
Amish Paradise.
That's our record so far. Man. It was like 40-something minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Let's try and keep less than that.
Yeah, well, no, but it was a good episode.
It was a lot to talk about, just like this one. So, you know, so every now and then we'll get a little.
The big ones. We'll follow this up with a couple of real fast ones. Don't worry, guys.
For sure.
Don't worry.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that.
Yes, exactly. Check us out. We try to do fun things on Twitter. We try to do Weird Al Wednesday.
Yes, Weird Al Wednesday. Hashtag.
Yeah, we release on Wednesday, so it's very convenient. Yeah. So make sure you check our Twitter out. Call us up, like we said, 302-72-WEIRD. That's the weird line.
Yes, you please call us, with it, like you said, with Weird Al stuff in the concert.
Especially once the concert starts. If you go to a concert, let us know.
Please.
Or you can find us on Facebook. Join the Facebook group.
Heck yeah.
We're all Yankovics. Just look for us, ask to join, and we'll approve you. And then you can start talking about Weird Al stuff with us.
For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for listening.
Bye-bye.
Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it.